Would you like to see his altar too? It wasn't built by Bezalel or anyone else, but by God himself, not from stones, but from a material brighter than the heavens of rational souls. However, the priest enters the Holy of Holies. You too are able to enter even more sacred places when you offer this sacrifice, where only your Father, who sees in secret, observes, not anyone else. But how, one may ask, is it possible that no one else can see if the altar is on public display? This is precisely the marvel, that in those times double doors and veils provided isolation. However, today, though your sacrifice is in full public view, you can perform it as if in the Holy of Holies in an even more sacred way. Because when you don't do it for show, even if the whole world has observed, no one truly sees because you have acted discreetly. For he did not simply say, "Don't do it before men," but added, "to be seen by them." This altar is made up of Christ's very members, and his body is your altar. Reverence it then, you are sacrificing the victim on the flesh of the Lord himself. This altar is more sacred even than the one we use now, not only than the one used in the past. Indeed, don't be upset, for this altar is revered because of the sacrifice that is offered on it. But the merciful man's altar is holy, not only for that reason, but also because it is made up of the very sacrifice that makes the other altar worthy of admiration. Moreover, the altar we use now is naturally just a stone, but it becomes sacred when it receives Christ's body. But the altar of the merciful man is divine because it is Christ's body itself. So the altar that you, a layman, stand beside is more sacred than the other one. Do you now consider Aaron equivalent to this, or his crown, or his bells, or the Holy of Holies? Indeed, from now on we need not compare our altar to Aaron's, when even compared to ours it has been proven to be so magnificent. But while you do honor this altar because it receives Christ's body, you treat with contempt the one that is Christ's body himself, and when he is in dire need, you ignore him. You can see this altar everywhere, both on streets and in marketplaces, and offer sacrifice upon it every hour, for sacrifice is carried out on this too. And just as the priest performs the invocation of the Spirit, you should do so as well, not by words, but by your actions. For nothing incites and fuels the Spirit's fire as generously as this oil does. But if you want to see what becomes of the offerings placed upon it, come here and I will show you. What then is the smoke? What is the sweet scent of this altar, its praises and thanksgiving? Does it rise as high as heaven? No, it surpasses the heavens and even the heaven of heavens, reaching all the way to the throne of God. For your prayers, it says, and your alms have come up before God. The sweet scent that our senses perceive doesn't pierce far into the air, but this altar's smoke penetrates the very vault of heaven. While you may be silent, your actions speak. A sacrifice of praise is made with no heifer slaughtered or hide burnt, but a spiritual soul offering her genuine gifts. This kind of sacrifice is more acceptable than any act of kindness. So when you see a poor believer, envision an altar. When you see one begging, do not insult them, but honor them. And if you see someone else mistreating them, intervene and prevent it. This way you'll invoke God's mercy and obtain the promised blessings. May we all reach this through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom and with whom, to the Father and the Holy Ghost be glory, might, honor now and forever, for all eternity. Amen.